From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of the English composer Sir Edward Elgar and his most popular large-scale orchestral work, Variations on an Original Theme for Orchestra, Opus 36, also known as Enigma or the Enigma Variations. The work was composed in 1898 and 99, and it's a series of 14 orchestral variations based on a hidden theme that, as the composer himself puts it, is not played. There has been a great deal of discussion and debate and speculation among music experts as to just what the enigma is, whether it be a hidden melody or something non-musical having to do with the piece, such as a symbol or a literary theme. Edward Elgar dismissed all of these theories when confronted, and he carried the secret of the enigma to his grave. The work has been immensely popular and has been recorded over 60 times over the decades. This performance from 1975 is by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Leopold Stokowski, the Enigma Variations, music of Sir Edward Elgar.
Thank you.
Variations on an Original Theme for Orchestra, Opus 36, Enigma, or the Enigma Variations. Music of Sir Edward Elgar, the work completed at the end of the 19th century. There is an opening theme upon which all 14 of the variations that follow are based, but this is apparently not the enigma of this work. Each variation has its own title, and is dedicated to, as the composer puts it, my friends pictured within, each variation dedicated to a close acquaintance of the composer. For instance, the first variation, L'Aestoso Tempo, is dedicated to Caroline Alice Elgar, the composer's wife. I don't have enough time, unfortunately, to go into all of the details as to each variation's title and the person to whom it's dedicated and the story behind the relationship between that person and the composer, but much of that information is available online if you want to research this piece further, and I would certainly encourage you to do so. A truly mysterious work indeed, and I don't think the mystery will ever be revealed, especially with the passing of the composer. That performance from the mid-70s by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, Leopold Stokowski conducting. That's from a London Records LP, Music of Sir Edward Elgar. It contains the Enigma Variations. Variations 1 through 13 on side 1 of the LP, the Finale Variation 14 on side 2 because of time constraints. And side 2 also contains performances by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra of Serenade for Strings and Elegy for Strings. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We turn now to music of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, his Piano Sonata No. 9 in D, K311. The work was completed in the fall of 1777, while Mozart was enjoying some time in Augsburg and Mannheim, respectively. It was around this time that Sonata K309 was also composed. K310, however, was not composed until the following year, 1778, while the composer was in Paris. In 1782, sonatas K309 through 311 were collected in what would come to be known as Opus 4. This performance is by the great keyboardist Wanda Landowska. She is probably best known for her abilities on the harpsichord, but she was also an accomplished piano player. These recordings were made in 1956 at her home studio in Lakeville, Connecticut, and they were released as an LP on RCA Victor's Red Seal classical brand. The sonata in three movements, Allegro con Spirito, Andante con Espressione, and Rondo. Thank you. Music of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart from 1777, his Sonata No. 9 in D, K311. In three movements, Allegro con Spirito, Andante con Espressione, and Rondo Allegro. The Rondo movement is considered by many to be the most technically challenging of all three movements of the sonata, as performed here by the virtuoso pianist Wanda Landowska. Sessions recorded at her home studio in New England in the mid-1950s, and initially released as an LP on the Red Seal label of RCA Victor, the LP containing not only the ninth sonata that we just heard, but also Mozart's fourth piano sonata in E-flat, and also Country Dances, a shorter piece, on side two of the disc. There is also a two CD set available. I don't have it in my library, but you certainly can acquire it if you are so inclined, containing further recordings from Ms. Landowska's New England studio in the mid-50s. All three of the works I just mentioned from this LP are on this CD set, but there are also performances of Mozart's 5th and 13th piano sonatas. So the two CD set, also worth acquiring. It, too, was initially issued on RCA Victor, but now I believe it's available as a reissue from the Archive Music label. Wanda Landowska, an accomplished pianist and harpsichordist. We featured some of her harpsichord work as she interpreted music of J.S. Bach for harpsichord on many occasions, and we featured that on past editions of the program. Unfortunately, this is about to become a past edition of the program, as our time is now gone for the hour. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. Do join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.